Weiter in Shastri and Chulin Daf Beis. Bring it up on the top of the page by the Mishnah. Mazel to fellows who finish with us Mesechus Menachos, or finish with anyone Mesechus Menachos, or finish with yourself Mesechus Menachos, or finish with Hashem Mesechus Menachos. And now we start off Mesechus Chulin. For all those who are joining us, welcome. For those who are already with us, welcome. And here we go. Zokdele Gemara, Kol Shochetin. Everyone is allowed to be Shochet. Okay. Ushchitasim Ksher, and their Shchita will become. Except for a cheresh, which is a person who's a deaf mute, a shota, someone who's not mentally there, or a katan, or a katan. Shami a kalkul shchitas, and maybe they are going to mess up the shchita. The kulan and all of them, sheshachtu v'achir mo'unosan, if any of them shechted while someone was watching them, shchitas and share, then their shchita will be kasher. Says Rashi, the first Rashi on the page of Yaakol Shochtin, kol heche de tani akol, kulu maisi lehu b'shmaitza k'maisa de erchin. Mefarish akol asui. Whenever it says a lashon of akol, it's always coming to include something, and the Gemara is going to ask, what is it coming to include? Akol shochtin demastisin pligi ba amaroi b'gemar. It's machlokas lamar lasuye tame b'chulin lamar lasuye kusi omumer. That we're going to see in the Gemara. I'm not going to go into right now. V'kulan, when we said in all of these that sheshachtu v'acher monosan, Rashi explains v'gemar mefarish may v'chulan. The Gemara is going to explain what exactly it's talking about v'chulan. What is this line talking about? Seemingly, as if someone who is a competent person goes and sees a cheresh of a katan doing, and they say they did it properly, then it's going to be something which is good. Let's take a look. Says a heliga gemara. Hakol shochtin lechatchila uchshchitas k'sheira diavad. Okay, interesting. It starts up by saying hakol shochtin, which sounds like lechatchila we could do it, and then it says k'sheira the uchshchitas k'sheira, and the shchita is going to be kasher. That sounds like a lashon of diavad. Which one is it? It's lechatchila b'diavad. Okay, now, we're not even going to really answer this right now. We're going to jump in to see whether this is even a good question, right? So again, the mashmos of the reisha is, right in the beginning, the first words, akol shochten, everyone can shecht, which sounds like it's chatchila, and we're going to see akol asuimai, who's it coming to include, who's it coming to exclude, okay? But anyone can go and shred, ushchitas and shares, but you have it, so what's going on? Says the Gemara, amrli rav acha b'ridu rav le rav ashi, v'chol hakol lechatchila hu. Your old question is based on the fact that you're saying akol shochten is a lechatchila dikaloshon. What about kol is not a lechatchila de galoshin. It says Rashi, v'kol ha'kol lechatchila hu de tiksha lecha v'lo tucha lomer kula diavad v'alchikam ha'kol torah shchita noheges behen she'im shachtu osan apsulin demisrabe tehi shchitasin k'shera. Maybe it's like coming to tell you even be diavad, right? Maybe it's saying that everything in the Torah Shchita is noheg with it she'im shachtu, they did it osan apsulin, those that are supposed to do it demisrabe tehi Shchitas Kasher, that's actually going to be kasher. Ela meyata. If you really want to say that a kol means a lashon of lechatchila, let me show you from a Mishnah that seems to say that a kol is not lechatchila. The Mishnah is found in Temura. Hakol memirin echad anoshim ve'echad anoshim. Everyone can affect Temura. Temura is when you have one animal that's kadosh and you say, I want to transfer this kedusha onto another animal. They both remain kadosh. Actually, it doesn't work. It doesn't work to remove it from the first one. So anyone can do Temura, both men and women. So now, what do you want to tell me? You want to tell me, hachanami d'lechatchilu? You want to say it's l'chatchila to do Temura? V'akseh, but we know the Pasuk says straight up in Vayikra that lo yachlifenu v'lo yomir oso tov bira or rabatov. You shall not exchange it nor substitute it, whether good for bad or bad for good. What does that mean? Good? Good is a tam. And says Rashi, tov is tam. And Raz, balmum, don't and switch it around. So clearly, akol doesn't mean l'chatchila, because that Mishnah says straight up that akol, everyone is memirin, and it's definitely l'chatchila. And for the Gemara on that, no. Hasam kidukatani taima. Really, a kol can mean lechatchila, but over there, the meaning is the Mishnah is explained in the next part of the actual Mishnah, which says losha adam rashai lahamir. No, we're not saying a person's allowed to go ahead and to substitute one for the next thing, one animal for a regular animal for one that's mukdash. Elosha imhamir mumar besofig isar bayim. If he did go ahead and substitute it, she'im heimir mumar. It actually works, but the guy goes ahead and now he gets malchus. So there the Mishnah pretty much goes and explains it straight up. Over here where it doesn't explain it, then the word hakol actually means lechatchila, but then it's contradicting itself afterwards when it says b'dieved. Says Rashi, lo sheha adam rashai, now that a person is allowed to go do it, t'chsiv lo yachlifenu, v'resha hachika amar. The resha is coming to say the following idea. that Hakol Din Tumura Noheges Behem, all the Dinner of Tumura apply to them. The Hoda Tani Bereisha Hakol Mimirin Ve'itzuch Leisu Lefrusha, and the fact that the Mishnah decided to see something weird like this, that it started off by saying everything Hakol Mimir, everyone's going to be effective in Tumura, and then needed to go into explain Lo Shadam Rashai. Why do you write that? Velo Nakat Bereisha Loshim Kitzara. Just write it in Greek Kitzer. Hakol Sheimiru Tumurasan. Tumura, that anyone who did this, their tumura would work. Lashon, why don't you write it in such a way that's more clear? We wouldn't even have, you know, brought this mishnah over here. Lashon atanayim, that's just the way the Tanayim speaks. Kama akol shochtin, akol somchin, emenachos, and akol chayavin. Hilkach hocha afogav, the hutzuch laharich, loshina tanas ashona. It didn't change its way of speaking over here. Just reading the next Rashi, just to... you know, see Rashi over here. Elishim Hamir Mummer, what that means is that Mummer means Nitfesis Hashnia of Shteim Kedushas, the second one takes hold, and they're both now they are both Kadush. Vesofik Zerbayim, he's going to get Malchus. Mishum Lav, the Lo Yamir, there's a Lav that says you don't do this, therefore you get Malchus for it. Okay, but we don't at this stage. Where we were trying to show, we were asking, what is every time it says a call that it means lechatchila? I'll prove it to you over here that it doesn't mean lechatchila. We said not true by us, it does, and over there not. So I was going, okay, well, in a second, ela a call ma'arichin. What about it? I'll show you another place that really it's clearly not going to mean lechatchila. Ela a call ma'arichin v'ne'arachin nodrin v'nidarin. The first mishnah in Erechin coming up in a few mesechtas. Anyone who's able to do what's called an erich or a neder. An erichin is that a person has a certain value that is based on your age and on your gender. We don't care about anything else you give but your age and your gender. Then there's something known as being noder, making a neder about the value of someone. And this is not talking about the erich, but the value, meaning how much they would sell on the market if they were sold as a slave. So we're saying here, kol ma'arichin, everyone can go and say an erich vow, meaning I'm going to take the value of this person on me to give to the Beis HaMikdash, or they can ma'arichin, they could be the subject of that vow. Ne'arachin, or nodrin, which means that they can make a neder about somebody's value of what they would be on the market, or nidarin, whatever their value would be. And I'll explain these in just a minute. First, let's finish off the point over here. Hachanami de lechatchila. Over here also, you want to tell me that's lechatchila? Because it doesn't go off and then say a whole explanation to give me afterwards that, oh, what we mean is not what you thought we meant. It doesn't do that. But this is not, you tell me that Hakol over there is lechatchila. But we know the Haksiv, chisechta lindor lo yebechachet. We know that it says that if you hold back from making a vow, there's not going to be a sin in you, which means that someone who does do it is like making a sin, which clearly this is not a lechatchila. Uksiv tovashel lo sido mishetido velo sechalim. It also says it's better for you not to make a vow at all than to vow not pay. Vitanya, it also says, told me zeh mizeh. It's better than both of these. Sheinu noder v'kolikar. That you don't make a neder at all. Divi Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yehuda Omer told me zeh mizeh. Noder mishalim. He says better than the domestic scenario is to actually make a neder and to pay. So he holds that one should not make an erich vow in the first place. But even Rabbi Yehuda lo ka'amar, even Rabbi Yehuda didn't say that a person who does this is going to be good. Ella ba'omer harezo, except for in the case when he says something which is harezo, this particular thing. Peep, turn the page. Beis ma beis. Aval omer hare alai lo, but if he says it's upon me, that's not praiseworthy, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. An erich vow is always of that other form, right? That it takes upon me. So the bottom line is that all the Tanaim agree here, everyone's agreeing, that it's preferable not to make an erech vow. So clearly this idea of hakol, that the Mishnah goes and he says that hakol ma'arichin ve'arachin, clearly that's not a lechatchila type of matziv. So back to the map over here, why are you saying that we have a question on our Mishnah that the Reisha, when it says Akol, which means Lechatchila, and the Sefer means B'diavid, who told you Akol means Lechatchila? We have a year from Erich, and clearly Akol does not mean Lechatchila, it's still a B'diavid situation. Now let's just go back for a moment to the Rashis and understand what's going on in this Mishnah of Akol Me'arichin. What does that mean? It says Rashi, Akol Me'arichin, Hasim Mefarish La'asuya, what's it coming to include? Mufla Samach Le'ish, Samach Le'ish, it's talking about a kid who's old enough, but not old enough. He's not bar mitzvah, so he's not older. He's not hit 13, but he's a katan hayudel le haflos lesham mi makdishim ve'im samach lepirko who kigon ben yud beishana v'yom echad dvarv kayamin. that a kid who's 12 years old in a day, in his words, can still be mekuyam, and he's included in the ma'arichin veil. He can do it. Ma'arichin, Torah's ma'arichin aleihem, she'im amar, erki alive. He says, my value for my age and my gender is on me. Oh, erich ploni alive, their age and their gender. Nidyo kayim, it's going to work. Valfagav, the katan, whoever is a katan, zeh, no, they're chay of litin kvishanim, shal nerech, v'adamim, ktsuva, b'parsha. So he actually has to keep it. That's how cool it's including them. I call nerechin, yeshlem erech. You have a value. Even a person who is afflicted with boils, she doesn't have a klum limkar b'shuk. You wouldn't get anything on the market, you know, for like on the slave market. There is a value that's written in the parasha of your age and your gender. V'imamar al atzma erki alai omar alacher erich mukashchin zeh alai lo aminon. You don't say hold, but damimain lo erich lamian lo. Not true. Even though he's not worth anything on the market, still he does have an erich. Hakol nodrim demay alai or demay poloni alai, taking upon himself. Ahasam mefarish the idea that by nemista hakol nidarin tana nami hakol nodrin hakol nidarin kol adam hashava klum yishlo dam. Omer al acher demay ploni alai nosing the free mashahu nimkar b'shuk. He gives according to what he sold in the shuk. Afilo haya anida zeh pachos mi ben chos, even less than a month old. If I'm demay tinuk zeh alai, and it doesn't have any erichin under a month old, under a month doesn't have the value. To make tino zalai yitin damav, you have to give va'afal pi shein pachos mi ben chodesh nerach. Even though we don't do erichin over there, ve'im amar ericho alai potter miklom shelo nasna bo Torah erich doesn't give an erich. As the Torah Kedusha comes and tells us, d'chsev ve'im mi ben chodesh va'ben chamesh shanim. The first values from a month until 5 years. Damim mi'al yeshlo lefi shavio. He does have what he sold on the market. Ve'im amar Torah damim. Then no sin damim is to go and he's to give his the damim of what he's going to be. Okay, then we took it a bit further. Lo yeh b'chachet, ha im tidor yeh b'chachet. Sounds like if you make it that, you're going to get a chet. And then we say, shtov etzer tidor le'el minei, k'siv es asher tidor shalem. That when you vow, you shall pay. V'afilu achi tov asher lo tidor. It's better to not even make it in the first place. Shama tidor v'lo t'sham. If you're going to do it, you're not going to pay. Hachi mefarish lay Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir explains. Tov mizeh mizeh, minodor mishalim, minodor v'enu mishalim. She'en al nodor kolika, you don't do it at all. Sharogim nidarim, bali day lo yachal devaro. Someone who goes and is used to making nidarim, he's eventually going to come to do not desecrate, defame your words. And when you say something, you have to actually go and keep it. And someone who does this is eventually not going to keep it. Rabbi Huda Omer, tov mizeh mizeh, minodor mishalim, da'achim mashma tov asher lo sidor mishatidor v'lo tishalim. Ava mishatidor mishalim, lo shu tov mik. That must be the best one of them. Afilu Bihuda lo kamer elo damer arezu. The im mesa o nignov evig dies. If it gets stolen, enu chayv achusi na chayv to go and pay it back. Inam he came with the infrashah sulo hadabe. Okay. Zokta helige gemure. But back to the map again, it wants to show that who says Akol means B'dievet, they have a kasha from our Mishnah that says Akol, and that starts with Chetchil and goes immediately into B'dievet. Maybe Akol is immediately Chetchil altogether. Says the Gemara, you know, that's a good point. That's a good touche. It sounds like Akol is not like Chetchil. But do you mean to tell me really, whenever it says Akol, there's never a time it means Chetchil? Of course it has to be l'chatchila sometimes, as I'll show you, and therefore it means l'chatchila over here as well, and then we have our kasha, adjukush l'duchte. V'kol ha'kol lav l'chatchilu? You can tell me there is no case where there is l'chatchila. Oh yeah, lo. What about the fact that it says in Mesechus Suk, no, in Erechin actually, but, okay. Ha'kol chayavin. Oh, hang on, I missed a... Okay, I missed the Rashi, but I don't want to lose the flow over here. It says the Rashi, we have a kol hakol lav l'chatchilu, v'chi ein l'cha kol shehu l'chatchila. What do you mean? It says kol chayav m'sukkah, everyone's chayav m'sukkah. Rashi says, asuye katan sheino tzarech li'imo, right? That's including a katan that doesn't need his mama, as we learn in Erechin, and I think also in Sukkah, right? Or maybe Tosa speaks it over there. Hakol chayav mitzitzes, everyone is chayav in tzitzes. Rashi's lasui katan yodei lesatev. A katan knows how to go ahead and to be mitzatev for talis. Hachanami de lav lechatchila. But don't tell me that's not lechatchila. Of course, those are things of the chatchila. So we see that sometimes it could mean that. Maybe it means that in our Mishnah. And for Dravacha, he says, v'chayav in lo kamina. If he uses the lashon Hakol Chayavin, then Taki, you're right. It does mean lechatchila. Says Rashi, Chayavin lo kamina. Hecha detani Chayavin muchach vade lechatchila ka'amar. But I'm just pointing out that don't think that when it says Hakol, that every time that means lechatchila. Elamehata, Hakol somchin. Oh, really? Is that true? What you're saying? Really, you want to tell, but what about the fact that Hakol Somchin, that Echad Anashim, Echad Hanashim, everyone could do leaning on the animal, on the carbonos, right? We know that part of the carbon process, what that they go out and do smicha, that you lean on the animal. And when you bring it, you go, you put your hands on the head and you lean on it before the Shechita. And Hakol over here is coming to include even a Yoresh, who's supposed to go and lean on it for if his father passed away, even though a Shaliach who brings carbon from someone else actually doesn't do such a thing. Rashi says, Hakol the mitzvah ramya le al karche. So we have your kol somchin echad anashim echad anashim. Everyone has to do it, both men and women. Ha chanami the lav lechatchila. You want to tell me over here that it doesn't mean lechatchila, and over there it doesn't have the word chayav, and over there I have oksiv a samach yadu v'nirtza. Right? It says that. It says in the pasuk, he's shalin his hand on the carpet. It's talking about the ola, and it's going to be accepted for him. And it's clearly saying over there, what's it telling you? Says Rashi, lasui. Oh, I did that already. Okay. Oh, maybe that's what Rashi is going on. Okay. Anyway, the point is that you're chayiv to go and to put and do smicha on it. So Gemara, it says back in ika kol lechatchila, ika kol diavad. You're right. There are kols that are lechatchila, and there are kols that are bidiavad. Ella kol da'acha, but over here a kol by the shechita that comes up mimayd lechatchilo. Why are you saying that it's lechatchila? The tikshilach, then I have your kasha dilma diavenu. Maybe this hakol is really b'diaven velo tikshilach, and therefore you shouldn't have a kasha altogether. So when he comes out, he says, "Is that listen? If it says hakol chayavim, okay, then it's going to be. It seems to be that that's going to be something which is lechatchila. And when it says hakol by itself, it can mean lechatchila, it can mean b'diaven. So mehechi tesi the our mishnah now that's saying hakol is talking about lechatchila, and I have a kasha to say that the b'diaven's following it. Look what's going on here. Maybe this is b'diaven, and there's no question. Amar le." He said to Rav Acha, Anosh chitosan kshera kashili. My question is in the Mishnah's second statement. The second statement says that their shchita is kasher. Midikatani shchitosan kshera diavad. That means it's bidiavad. Michlal da kol lechatchilahu. The fact that it start the second part of it says that the shchitosan kshera. It's that seems to be saying that the first part is meant to be understood lechatchila. Diavad. If you want to say that if you want to say that the hakol is meaning b'diavad, meaning b'diavad, then tarti diavad lamali. Why do I need to have hakol saying b'diavad and shechitas and shere b'diavad? Why would I have to double up one after the next? Therefore, it sounds like the reisha is lechatchila, the seifa is diavad, and there's our kasha. Okay, now that we just spent basically 17 minutes trying to figure out if this is even a good question, and we come down to the, yeah, it's a good question, that the reisha is lechatchila, it starts off with the first two words, akol shol, whatever, akol starts off with, you know, lechatchila, and then she's talking to Mushera, it says it's b'di'eved, and now we have a question, what's the answer? So this is sort of Ashi's question. Now we're trying to figure out. We're going to have six different answers. And here we go, at least starting with number one. Amar Rabba Bar Ula. Rabba Ula says as follows. Hachi Kitani. This is what the Mishnah is saying. Hakol Shochtin. Everyone can shecht. V'afilu Tamei B'chulin. Even a person who is Tamei in the case of Chulin. We know that someone who is Tamei, he's not allowed to go and shecht kachim because he can make the thing Tamei, you're not allowed to do that. But you're allowed to make Chulin Tamei, so there's not a problem. So it says over here, Kol Shochtin, V'afilu Tamei B'chulin is allowed to do it. In fact, the Gemara, Tamei B'chulin, Maila Memra. A person who is Tamei is allowed to be involved in shechting Chulin. My lemeimer, what exactly are you teaching me? Rashi says, "Daha lo husru yisrael al taras chulein." The Yidden were not, Kohanim or Leviim is one thing. Yisraelim, they're not husar on taras chulein. They don't have to keep it tahor. There's no isser making a tummy. So why would you think that a person who's tummy is not allowed to shecht it? No, b'chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. We're talking about chulin that was prepared on the level of taras hakodesh, so food that was mukdash. Says Rashi, the kibul alei, he took upon himself lechol b'taras hakodesh. She wrote to la hargilatsu b'taras kachim. He wants to get accustomed to be in the state of kachim. Sheim yochel shlom and motoda ye baki b'shmiyasen. If he eats these things, he'll be very careful. He'll be a baki and had it to be careful with it. So now we're talking about a case of that, the kasavar chun shenasu al taras hakodesh kikodesh damu, and the town of our Mishnah holds that chulin that was done al taras hakodesh takes on a status or treated like kodesh, and therefore it's necessary to say that someone who's tamei is mutter to shecht this animal, as long as he's careful not to make it tamei. Says Rashi that kikodesh damu v'chayiv lahavdil lehebdil midrabanan mikol tumos libadil midrabanan mikol tumos hapostos ban v'afilu hachi lechatchila b'sakan aruka k'dabefaris. According to Sidur, with a very long knife. Kesudosa. Like, so how does he do it? It's coming to tell you that even though this guy is tummy, and we're treating this animal, he's about to shecht, which is chulin, as kachin, he's still going shecht it. How? Kesudosa. Maybe sakin aruka. He brings a very long knife. And he shechts with it. Kedishal yiga b'basar. So he doesn't come and actually touch the basar. So even though it's a level we call it, it's shenas al taras hakodesh, it takes on a level of kachem, but it's not to the degree that a tamei person can't do it, as though clearly they couldn't be able to do it with kachem, they can't do it here. When it comes to actually things that are kadosh, then in that case, don't do it. Maybe you can actually touch it with your hand, bring a tamei. But if you did it, the omer bari li shalona gati, I'm clear, I'm positive, I didn't touch it, shchita sukshere, shchita is going to be kasher. So therefore, the statements of the Mishnah are that akol shochten, meaning to say, even a tummy person can shecht in a case of chulin shenas of taras hakodesh. That's the chatchila. Ushchitas and ksheira, that if you did it by actual kachim, you shouldn't do that. But if you did it, but the other, you're going to be good. Says Rashi. Ubemukdashim, when we're dealing with kachim, lechatchila lo yishchot, v'afilu b'sakan aruka, even with a long knife. Kevin the Muslim in a Torah, shalot ditma, k'desiv, you shouldn't make it tummy, k'desiv, ani, hine nesati l'chais, mishmeres trumasi, alma ba'in, last week's parasha, alman ba'in on, I'm sorry, not true at all, that's no way. Alma ba'in on shmira, gazer ba'ur abanan lechatchila, there were gozer midabanan, mishom lech, Misho Lech Lech Amrinan Nizira Schor Schor Le Karma Lotikarv. Like we say to a Nazir, like get far away, go around, don't come to this Karim, take another route, don't come near the vineyard. Right? So say Durabanan, because we're worried that maybe he's gonna come along and he's gonna actually touch the thing. But if he did it and he's positive, Shkitosang Sheriff, Ahina Diavad Masisata Bidiavad Mishna, Ula Kaman Mefarish Amay Lo Mitame Gavra Lasakin Vahodin Ismaya Labasar. We're gonna explain why it wasn't that the guy is Mitame the knife, and the knife is Mitame the Basar. Okay, so that's the first answer, and it continues on by saying, Chutzmi Cherishot of a Katan, except for a Cherishot of a Katan, the Dafilu. Bechulin grade, even with regular chulin, regular normal chulin, that's not a taras hakodesh, diavad nami lo, the shechita is going to be not good even by diavad, because shami yishu, shami yidusu, shami yachlidu, these are all different psulin that can come along. Maybe they're going to pause during the shechita, they're going to press the knife down, or they're going to actually burrow it beneath they're going to like poke it between the pipes over there, and then it won't be good. Rashi explains, but what does that mean? That grady, it means that Shaloki Bala of Tyrus Cohen, Shama Yishu, maybe they're gonna go out of having a vela, it's gonna be a vela, Kiditan Lukulu Beparak Base, Diavid Nami Lo, because Shama Yishu, Klomer, Shama Shahu, maybe they pressed down when they were doing it. And Ulakaman Mafari Shamay Nakat Shama Yikalkalu Bemasnisa and Loshan Asid. They're more to constantly go ahead and to mess things up, and we don't want that to happen. Now, the end of the Mishnah goes on to say, V'kulin sheshachto, avachem ronosan, shchitasen ksheira. The Gemara now wants to know, V'kulin sheshachto, ahay. And any of them shechted, and others are watching them, it's going to be good. Who is that talking about? Ilema acher shatavakati, when I say it's talking about acher shatavaka, whoa, ton. Allah kai. if you want to say it's going on them, that Allah koi, v'im shachtu mibayilei, then it should have used the lashon, and if they shachted, right? Because just look at the flow of it. It says that, chutz mi cheresh shotu v'katan, shami akalkul shchitasen, I'm reading from the Mishnah, shami akalkul shchitasen, v'im shachtu v'achem roin, but it says v'kulon sheshachtu. So it doesn't seem like it's talking about going on the cheresh shotu v'katan. Says Rashi, de Allah koi minayu kosalik, it's coming right off those words, my v'chulon, why are you using the word v'chulon, damashma dekoi, Nami Achrini, it's referring to somebody else. Ve'im shachtu mivayle, it should have said ve'im shachtu. Okay, Ella atami b'chulin. It must be talking about the case of the person who's tami b'chulin, like the first case of the is right at the beginning of the Mishnah. But said the Gemara, but ha'amart lechatchila nami shachet, that he's allowed to do lechatchila. Means somebody watching him. What are you talking about? Ve'ela atami mukdashin. Must be talking about the second case of tami mukdashin, and that's what it's talking about over there. Says Rashi atami mukdashin da amart. The Iri Ba Masnisin Va'amar Lo Yishchot My Iria Acherim Roim O Son Ha Amart Ihu Mehemin Iamar Barili. So that's what the Gemara now says. Hold on a second. I'll tell me Mekdashin. That doesn't make sense because but Barili Sagi. He said I'm certain that I didn't make a problem with it. Then I'm totally fine. So why would the Mishnah say that you only have others watching? No Shaychus. And for the Gemara, the Lesser Kamon the Nishayle. We're talking about the case. Mishnah's talking about the case where he's not in front of us to ask him whether or not whether or not he was certain about it. And he's telling us that if other people saw it and they could see that he didn't touch the meat, then the Shechita is taka going to be good. Okay, so this is all answer number one of Rabbi Bar Ula. How he explains what our Mishnah is. It's the Reish is Lichitchila, the Seifa is Bidiyah, not the Seifa, the first word is Lichitchila, the second one is Bidiyah. We're talking about different cases over here. The Gemara says, hold on 1 second. Hi, Tami B'Gdashim Yachanafka. This whole idea of Tamim Gudashim, Rashi's Klomer, Hacha Stamo, Rebbe Masnisa, and he put it here as a Stam Mishnah, Haba Shchitas Kachim Stame, Lichatchila Lovid Yavid Kasher. We already have this in another Masechta, Mihasim Nafka. We actually learned it out from Masechus Zvachim. Throw back to the Vlaman Alpha Mabez over there. You have a Mishnah straight up that says, Kola Psulin, Sheshachtu Shchitasim Ksheira. Anyone who is Pasul, Rashi says Kigun Zar Veonin Tame Balmum Bekeretzman Sheshachtu Karbon, even a carbon. Sheshchita Ksher Bizar then the once again, Shitasan Ksher, it is Kasher. Sheshchita Ksher Bizarim Binashma Vodim Tmeim. She says Kasher then Rashi says the Bizarim the Siva Shachatis Ben Abakal Fneashem, Yikrivu Bene Aharon Mikabala Veelech Mitzvah Kuhu Mitzvah Kuna. Only from the Kabbalah is it a Mitzvah Kuna. Limidal Shchitas Kachim, Shikshir Bizarim, Vehuadin Lashar Psulin, and I'll as well. Feel him with kachik kachim, says the Gemara, even when you're doing kachik kachim. Wow. Vachlo you tamei, don't give him a basar, as long as the tamei are not actually touching the basar. So why would our Mishnah need to talk about it if it's talking about it over there? It sounds like maybe Rabbi Barula, maybe it's not true, says the, and for the Gemara, no. Hacha Iker. This over here, our Masechta, that's the Iker place where we learn it from. It says Rashi, the Kula Pirka Mitorah Shchitayri. That's our whole prayer is about. Hassam, but over there in Zvachim, yeah, it brings it up. Hassam, I did the Tanah Shar Psulim. So I've got other Psulim over there about reference to Shechting Kachim. Tananami Tami B'Kudashim. It brought up the case of Tanah B'Kudashim also. If you buy same, or you can actually answer no. Hassam Iker, really, maybe over there is the Iker, the B'Kachim Kai, because it's actually talking about Kachim. Right? That's what Zvachim is all talking about. Our thing is called Chulin. That is the Masech that's called Chulin. Some of the things that are not. Kachim. Hacha, I did a tiny Tami Bechulin. And since we spoke about Tami Bechulin, that Tami Bechulin, we just brought up Tami Bechulin as well. Now the Gemara just asked a practical question. All this, you're talking with the guy, and we mentioned earlier Rashi says that we're going to deal with this question. Here's the question, we're going to deal with it right now. Hold on 1 second. You're dealing with the guy's tummy, and he's using a long knife. But who cares if the guy's tummy? Then as soon as he touches the knife, he's going to be metame the knife. And when he's metame the knife, what's going to happen? He's going to metame the animal. And that he can't do. Hi, tummy. Date me my. How to become tummy? Elim the date me the mace. He became tummy mace. But chalal cherev amar achmana. The pasuk says that anyone who touches the body of someone who was killed by a sword is for 7 days. Chal cherev mechmana. Beep, turn the page. Gimel malav. Cherev harehu kechalal. And we learn that the means that the sword is like the body, which means that a sword or any metal thing that touches a dead body, takes on the same degree of the tumah of the body itself, and a sword or any other thing that touches a person who's contaminated by a dead body takes on the same degree as tumah of that particular person. Says Rashi, Chayru kachalol tumah shel meis haruuyus litame kli kigon meis vanogeabo, like a dead body and someone who touches it, tahavi mia ava tumah im noga behem matchos, if metal touches it, nasek yotz becomes like it. Vim noga bemeis havi avi avos satumah, it becomes at highest level of tumah. Vim bitame meis, you touch someone's tummy tapes, naga havi av, it becomes an av. Val rishon v'sheni, if it's a rishon or sheni, im etam kelim, that's not going to be a tummy kelim. If the person is tummy rishon or sheni, v'hai sakin nasa av. This sakin in our case becomes like an av. V'hai cherev harehu kecholol, it's like the actual body, hachalo itzuch de belav hachinami matzil mitami basar de gavra havi avatumam v'sakin rishon ubasar sheni. So I'm, let's say, touch this thing. I'm tamimis, then I'm called the gavra. I'm the avatumah. The second becomes a rishon, the basar becomes a sheni. Aval rebusa kamer da filu rishon havi high basar. Now it's saying that even the basar is even to be a rishon. Okay, vayter with this. Chevru kecholo avatumah is our case if he shechs. If the shochet becomes tummy from a dead body, he's an avatama. Then letami lesakin, he should also be metami the knife to become an avatama. V'alzo sakin v'tamise lebaser. The second comes, it's going to be metami the baser. What's going on here? Ela ditmei v'sheretz. We must be talking about the guy became tummy with the sheretz. Then what happens, says Rashi, tahavi haigav a rishon v'lo metami a sakin. He's a rishon. He's not going to be metami a sakin. She ain't kli mekabel tuma ela me'avatuma. The lo matzina v'torah to mekabel tuma mi rishon v'sheni. Ela ochel umashke. Kedichsev kol asher besocho yitma v'samachay mekola ochel asher yochal. Ochel umashke metami me'avir kli cheres shu rishon v'osa lemad shavetocho sheni. V'ain Kli metami me'avir kli cheres shem haya kli nason betocho v'nit mezachitzon asheni tar v'achim mefarish b'shili birkan. So it comes out that what is became with the tar with a sheretz. I became, let's say, tar with a sheretz, and therefore I'm just called a rishon. I can't be metami the sakin. Everything's good. Okay, so I'm not going to be metami the knife, and therefore I'm not going to be metami the meat. Everything's good. So you boy, same or another answer you could say is that liolam deitmi mace. Really? Let's say I was tummy mace. But I didn't use a knife made out of metal. What did I use? Rather, I used a reed. Ukigon she badak krumis shelkana, the stalk of a reed, v'shacharba, and then shechta with the stalk of a reed. Rashi says, pshute kli eitz, v'lo mekabli tumah. There's a called pshute kli eitz, just a flat, like straight thing. It didn't become into a kli. There's no tumah, it's not mekabli tumah. The time we learned in a brisa, ba kol shochtem, you can check with everything. Bein besur, bein beschuches, bein bekrumis shelkana. You use a stone, a piece of glass, or this stalk of a reed. And since it's not going to be kabbal tumah, then the shochet is not going to be metamed, and therefore it's not going to be metamed the meat. Boom, we are done with answer number one of Rabbah Bar Ula to explain our mishnah, why the first words are l'chatchila and the second ones are b'di'eved. And with that, my friends, we're going to continue, God willing, next time. But we're going to stop over here. We're going to continue next time with the answer number two. Until then, I want to wish all you all a great day.